born out in Kraaifontein and, of course, taking up probably during the case of COVID and 2 years of a very slow period, taking up the challenge to make music and to make some fantastic music is singer-songwriter Keenan Ekstein. Keenan, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
A very good morning to you too, Zane. Thank you very much for having me.
Chat to us about how you got into music, Keenan.
Well, it started off around, I'd say, well, I've always been in the music environment with the family playing and all, but I'd say around 11, I picked up the first guitar and my dad taught me the first few chords. And I'd say around mid-high school, I started trying to write. And then, yeah, it evolved from there up until where we sit today.
Keenan, I've listened to two or three of your songs, and how would you describe your sound? Because I couldn't place it exactly where I wanted to place it into a particular genre, and I thought, no, this is completely out of the box here. It's really out of the box. So chat to us about the sound and the music that you've chosen to do with your singing.
Yeah, thank you for that question. It's quite hard to describe in one word. So when asked, I always say, I try and take a unique take on old and new coming together. So I try and also create an entire musical experience with the songs. So if the listener were to close their eyes, they could imagine a story unfolding or whatever comes to them. And each story and experience differs from the next, and so do the songs as well. So the next one is dropping very soon along with the EP, and that'll paint a pretty nice picture of what sound I am after. It's rather diverse, but it all has that straight line somewhere, you know, the lyrical plot twists and turns I like to throw in there as well, Paul.
I'm actually looking forward to playing the song of yours, Dixie Clouds, which is an awesome song, and we'll be playing that out. And of course, you know, for the listeners to come back and say, listen, you know what, I like the sound, and the sound kind of does it for me. What are you hoping to achieve with your musical career? Because, you know, South African artists have been very supportive of each other during the COVID period. A number of artists have been collabing. We had, you know, Easy Speak out here last week, and they were collabing with Majorzy, for instance, you know. So a lot of the artists have been assisting the younger, the newer artists on the plane. So where are you heading with your musical career?
Yeah, I'd have to say I've noticed that for the short span that I've been entering into this industry, the people I've met so far, everyone is very, very supportive, very willing to help, and also that has been great. In terms of my own personal goals for the music, I'd have to say as far as we can get until I drop to the floor. I have taken a lot of work and whatnot and put in, you know, all of the focus and energy into this direction of life. So as much as the music means to me, it would also be nice to see how far one could take it, you know, just to see at the end of the day, you know, what could I have achieved if I had tried.
Chat to us about Dixie Clouds. When is it due for release, and where can people actually find your music, most of your music? I've seen one or two YouTube clips about it.
So Dixie Clouds, sorry, very inconsiderate. Dixie Clouds actually has been released. Dixie Cloud song has actually been released already, so people can find it on YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, all those different platforms, and then the next one will be dropping end of month.
Keenan Ekstein chatting to us, and he's got a new song coming up at the end of the month. You might want to check him up on Spotify and sort of YouTube and most.